Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. This afternoon, there's a gentleman, you can call him anything you want, other than late for dinner and the unsung defensive back for the Steelers, who was picked up after being released by the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1984 NFL Supplemental Draft. You're probably shaking your head thinking, I don't know who this is, but rest assured you will know. Welcome, Guadalupe Ledesma Sanchez, or known as Lupe Sanchez. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be interviewed. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much for taking your time out, Lupe. I know that a lot of fans may not know who you are, but let's kind of give them a little backdrop, shall we? In 1984, in the 34th overall position in the NFL Supplemental Draft, in the second round, you were drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs after a stint in the failed USFL.
Correct. That is correct. And actually, the league did not fail until after 85. So the 84 and the 85 seasons, I actually did play in the USFL. 84 with a team called the Arizona Wranglers. George Allen was our head coach. And then the next year I got traded and I was down in Orlando, Florida, playing for a team called the Orlando Renegades. And Lee Corso, who is now a pretty famous analyst on ESPN Game Day, was our head coach. So that was a lot of fun as well.
Definitely. You had a lot of great times as a Kansas City Chief. However, after being released by the Chiefs, the Steelers happened to give you a call. How did that all unfold? I mean, what was the way that the Steelers contacted you? Was it through word of mouth? Did they send you a flair? I mean, how were they in contact with you in order to acquire you after the Chiefs released you?
Yes, well, what happened was when the Chiefs released me after on the final cuts of the 86 training camp, of their 86 training camp, I came back home to California, where I currently reside and where I grew up, and I was home, and of course I had an agent at the time that was, you know, working for me, trying to get me on a different team, and he called me one day and he said, hey, because there's interest from the Steelers, they'd like to fly you out and give you a workout. So they did that, and so they told me when I got done with my workout. Matter of fact, Tony Dungy, who was the defensive back coach at the time, was the one that worked us out. They brought in a few other defensive backs as well, and basically told me, hey, stay in shape, we may need you. And sure enough, about 2 weeks later, and I think it was the sixth game of the season, I got a phone call one Sunday, and one of their defensive backs had pulled a hamstring, and so they called me out, and I flew back there that same night and was there for practice on Monday, or actually Tuesday, because Monday was was basically our day off. And it was just a great opportunity. And my in with Pittsburgh, I think more than anything, was one of the assistant coaches there at the time, Jet Hughes, who was a linebacker coach, had been one of my assistant coaches at UCLA, where I played my college ball. And so I think having him there was basically, I think he put in a good word for me. And it was just a great opportunity. I became the starting right corner that year. And I had a fun year, and it was great.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've had even though your career was not extremely long, it seems that you had a lot of people who made an impact on your football career as well as your personal, you know, life. Those things translate over from the NFL into your real-time life. And you can remember people like Bubby Brister, Merrill Hodge, Rod Woodson, Lewis Lips, and lots of other players. What was it about playing with some of these guys that you kind of fed off of in order to become the best that you can be while you were in the league? Not only that, but with the Steelers.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, from the time I got to college, and really, I guess I could even go back to high school. You know, the coaches that you play with, the players you play with, all in one way or another, you know, have an impact on you. And I was blessed to play for some very good coaches and to have some great teammates. And so when I was at UCLA, I got to play on two Rose Bowl championship teams, 1983 and 1984 Rose Bowls. We won both of those against Michigan, and then the next year against University of Illinois. And so, yeah, you meet you know, again, good players that, you know, are lifelong friends that we still keep in touch. And when I got to Pittsburgh, I was fortunate to play under Tony Dungy as my defensive back coach. And Tony was great. I mean, he was the type of guy that never raised his voice, and yet at the same time was very straightforward and honest with us. And, you know, a perfect example was, I remember one time him telling us, you know, his guys were not here to teach you fundamentals. You're here to do a job, and either, you know, if you can do that job, you will be here. If you can't do that job, you're not going to be here. And so he was just very, you know, and it wasn't in a negative way at all. He was just very honest with us and gave us a lot of, you know, very good perspective on how to play the game and how to approach playing in the NFL. And that helped me a great deal.
Well, not only that, a lot of things also helped you as being one of those special teamers that, again, very unsung, not really talked about, and I think because it has to do with the lack of time that you were in the league. However, the impact that you made, I mean, you were 25 and 86, 20, you know, 26 and 87, 27 and 88. I know those numbers may be a little bit off, but I mean, you had a lot of solid returns with a lot of yards collectively. You had 789 career yards and then return 22.2, average of 4 yards per catch, give or take, and that's on kick and punt returns. But defensively, you had forced two fumbles, you picked them up, you had 67 yards, which is your longest, and that was in 86. I don't remember the game or who you played with or against, excuse me. So, I mean, you've had a lot of great impact. What made you such a solid special team player and on defense? What do you think actually attributed to that?
Well, you know what? I was fortunate in that, again, going back to even high school, had returned kickoffs and punts, and even at UCLA, I think I ended up number two all-time, as the number two all-time punt return guy there. Mm-hmm. And so I had some good experience, you know,